This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Friday.
Friday.
March 7th, 2025. So it is. How's it going?
Really good, man. What's up? What's up?
Just sitting over here feeling brilliant.
Brilliant.
Oh, wow. Early, too.
You know, that truly... My grandma or great aunt one would always say that your best ideas come first thing in the morning. And I never understood that because I was like, mornings are usually frantic for me.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Like, you know, but even like when I had like a job, I had to be there at like 8 or 9 o'clock. I still would. I didn't get up and have like a, oh yeah, I'm going to do some laundry before work, or you know, I'm going to cut the lawn or any of that stuff. I would
just wake up in a panic or whatever.
I usually wake up in a panic, or not even a panic, but just like enough time to do what I need to do and then be right out the door.
It's Which just, is a lot easier for us, you know, as guys, just as far as getting ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the traffic that would ensue working those hours, that would be like, you know, you're always...
But, do you plan your outfits the night before?
Hell no.
Like Fat Boy lays out his shorts.
Oh, no, I usually just grab whatever in the dark.
So...
I think it's going to be a blue shirt day.
And you think about an older person, when they are retired or whatever, they have their casual mornings where they wake up and they have their coffee, and they let the dog go take a whiz, and they sit on the porch and just think. And it's like, that's when your mind is clear and you can come up with clear thoughts. So here's why I'm brilliant. I just wrote a movie, and
oh wow!
Everyone listening right now can get a writer's credit. Just help me write it.
Mm. Break out your final draft.
In other words, I have the idea.
Okay.
So I'll give.
This is your pitch meeting.
This is a I'm gonna try to do it in an elevator though. But we're going like 50 floors, so okay. Don't. Make me go too fast with it. It's a very old couple, and I want to say they would probably have to be late 80s, early 90s.
Oh,
but,
way
but
old.
They're European Americans, so they may live to 100.
Okay, they're hooking up. I like it.
No,
gotta write them a nude scene.
But here's the thing: they have been split up for the last like 75 years. But they were like school sweethearts. Maybe not high school, but they were school sweethearts. And why did they break up? Well, okay. They were the love of each other's life. But the reason they broke up is because one of them, and this is where I'll need some input, one of them had very strict religious parents. I don't know the source of the setting yet. It's in America. One of them has very strict parents. Well, they end up having coitus.
Sweet. Even at that age.
Well, coitus. So that, but it's different times, 70, 80 years ago. And she gets pregnant. And one of them's religious parents or whatever says, hey, boy, you are not going to be a father at this age. Or to her, you're going to, you know, you're going to have that baby, first off. Yeah. You're going to have the baby, but you're going to give it up to a nun or whatever you do back then.
Leave
it
on department.
The steps of the porch or if, police department or whatever. And then, so anyway, they went their separate ways. One of the parents really decided it, but they went their separate ways. And then finally, 70-something years ago, they bump into each other. Maybe it was a car accident, but no one was hurt. That's literally, they bump into each other. It's like, oh my God, it's you. How are you doing? I'm okay. I'm a widower. What about you? Well, I'm a widow. Well, my God, you want to get a coffee after we call our insurance companies? They do that. They reminisce forever, and then they're like, oh my God, what if we don't have a lot of time left? What if we have this goal? Let's reunite with our son that we gave up for adoption.
Oh, and the son's dead.
No, the son is Ric Flair.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Random.
I know. But you are in love with that, aren't you?
I think it's easy to draw off of, at least the first part of the story.
Maybe Ric Flair is too shocking, but it needs to be a famous orphan.
Is this a drama or is this a comedy?
Annie.
This is...
You got me as a drama until
I haven't cast yet. I haven't cast yet.
Oh.
But it's one of those where you're not even thinking that that's going to be the thing. It's a M. Night Shyamalan kind of twist at the end.
Oh, a plant kills everybody.
Nope. You're not thinking it's going to be a famous kid. You're just in this love story of this old man and woman after all these years. And they tell each other's perspective. It's like what the 70s was like for them and what the 80s was like and all that crap. Who you voted for the last 70 years, all these things. And then the crescendo is they get the results and they get the address and they drive in and the door opens. Woo!
Oh,
and
God.
Then the credits roll.
Oh, that's how it ends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
We got to leave room for a sequel.
It leaves plenty of room. Maybe go ahead and you know,
yep.
Go ahead and tape it then.
So what's the rule of thumb? You need one page of script is 1 minute in the movie. Isn't that roughly how it goes?
I worked off script page.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a pitch meeting, like the pitch meeting for Titanic was Romeo and Juliet in the middle of the sea, and it sold it.
Wow.
So where, if you are going to pitch this and have
investors... Had she let down her hair? Was she going to let down her hair to... or is that a different story? Which lady had long hair and she let her hair down and let the boy crawl up?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel?
Okay. Oh, okay. That's what it was, yeah.
Well, didn't... Which one then... there was one where the guy wanted something and the girl... Oh, she wanted these fancy hair bows for her hair and he couldn't afford them. And he wanted some other gift and she couldn't afford them. So she sold her... long hair to buy that gift for him, and whatever the gift was, something he could no longer use because he sold whatever that was to buy her little things for her hair that's no longer there.
Was that a Bible story?
No, I think it's the Glass Menagerie, I think. Sorry, I just killed the momentum going real nerd history on that.
Yeah, it would.
The Rapunzel thing was way better.
I would be.
Rapunzel.
They should do that with Bianca Belair.
So what if they were at the hospital together and that's how they met and they were in the waiting room somehow and they saw Ric Flair on the TV and she looks at this guy and she realizes
there needs
that could
to be.
That could be her lost child because.
Whoa.
This person looks just like the man that she's staring at right now.
What if... Oh, this is brilliant,
and they leave.
Paige. Hold on. Let me interject. What if throughout this story you hear her, like when she gets scared, the mom, throughout this little timeline, she would go, woo, like that. That was her thing. And then dad, when he would... let's say he sells vacuums.
Okay.
And every time he makes Kirby's. A sale, he signs that contract and he goes, woo, like that. And then throughout the timeline, they're seeing glimpses of Ric Flair on television. Yeah. They're like, that son of a bitch stole our lines from us. We always would say that. And then they come to find out he did. It was Ric Flair.
It is him.
Or all right, that's kind of going way too much with it.
Yeah, if we were in Netflix and I was running Netflix, like listening to the pitch meeting, I'd find a window to jump out of.
It's in subtitles with Indian actors. Well, do you love it now? Smoking, some smoking, partial nudity. Violent situations.
I would think that one of them was still married and the other one was widowed or something, and somehow they ended up together because...
It's not uncommon, the lost connections, you know. Yeah. Especially when you hear about people in Auschwitz.
Other than seeking the son, there has to be a purpose and mission through the movie. Otherwise, you'd lose interest. So what would the mission wouldn't be to find the son?
No, it's to see them trying to make up for all this lost time. It starts off twisty where it's like, oh, man, this is actually very sweet. I, as a man, would sit here and say, yeah, I'll watch this. This is interesting. Especially when it shows their each point of view of various things through time.
Yeah.
That would be like the Forrest Gumpy part of it. But the end is, no, you have AIDS versus, hey, your son's Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And we got to hurry and film it. We got to hurry and film it soon.
This is oddly like, have you ever seen Moonlight Mile?
I think this is already been done.
The wife has hair like Ric Flair.
No, real similar. Like he was going to
her forehead all the time.
He was going to marry their daughter. Their daughter died, and he ends up living with her parents. Yeah. So kind of not the same, but a little similar.
Yeah.
But everything's been looked.
I love it.
Everything's been rehashed or.
No, I don't feel like that's a rehash. I feel like that's a real just out of whatever the aliens do or the Lord sends down a little lightning bolt in your head.
What is the...
Because that's literally, I mean, you think the light bulb goes off. What does that mean? The electricity popped in your head. I really think that's what it is. Especially when you hear a songwriter say, I wrote that song in 2 minutes. Is that bull crap? Like, literally, are they trying to say... I'm so talented, but in a very humble way, because they're giving credit to whatever. Are they just trying to look very like a badass? Like, oh yeah, Freebird, I wrote that in 2.5 minutes while I took a dump. Like, that's pretty remarkable. And you look at that person in like a godlike, and I don't, but you know, like a, whoa, you're a star. You wrote that in 2 minutes?
What is the climax? Like Flair's
deathbed? Did they write
it
for like 2 years and didn't want to sound like they were such a pussball artist where they're like, no, my work is not done. I have to write some more of the Freebird.
I don't know if anybody writes them that quick. They like to tell you they do. But.
That's what I'm saying. Like The Rock with the $7.
Yeah, he was a liar. He got money before that.
I mean, absolutely.
A lot of money.
Like, but it's that humble beginnings that like gets you on their side. Like, man, I could do that too. The Rock became The Rock with $7. I mean, I used to, you know, we'd always, hey, do you want to make more money? Sure, we all do. Hi, remember me from All in the Family? You can get your degree in VCR repair for $19. There were times when many of you listening right now bought that.
You know where this gets real muddy is you have people that aren't script writers that run studios or production companies.
Yeah. They're just bankers.
And they're like, hey, well, here's what your script needs. It needs a rewrite. And I'm like, well, how the hell would you know? Mm-hmm. What have you written?
Well.
But if they're putting up the money.
I love them to death. But, you know, and I say this with fun. Because we could switch roles one day and the world would go into chaos. But, like, and I, again, I say this with love in my heart. I couldn't do my boss's job and he couldn't do mine. And I say that with respect. On both sides.
I don't really know what all his job entails.
I
can't be easy.
No. So that's respect on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Like, I could not do what you do, and I feel likewise.
If you...
So when one tries to tell the other... Now, think about that. When one tries to tell the other... No, you're not like a player who's not a coach. The coach, some of these greatest coaches of all time, never played the game on a professional level, or maybe some even college, but they're an awesome coach. The player's like, dude, you don't even play. Why are you telling me what to do? And he's like, because I'm a coach. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
You want to come over here and coach the team, Tom Brady? You know what I mean? It's that weird kind of thing.
Now, the greatest
Rick
job
Flair,
would be,
is Ric Flair going to be the, go ahead.
Well, I mean, Rick the greatest Flair. Job would be throwing money at it. Like, that's where, that's the
that's
spot
where you're the
be.
Banker.
Getting yep. people to
it's like
buy
the game of Monopoly. The banker always wins. And so the person who runs the league or the commissioner or the whatever is just the banker.
If you have money, I don't know why you don't go to Hollywood now and, like, you just throw money at stuff and make it. As much production.
Very well.
As much as stuff they produce now. Throw it at it. You're going to make something.
Well, that's what, like, you know, LeBron did and has done and continues to do. And then, you know, old $7 himself.
Or you could switch it up and maybe Ric Flair is the one that unites his parents together because he wants to find out who his adoptive parents are, and he's just shocked that...
Yeah, you know, that'd be a good question for him, although I would never ask it. But, like, hey, have you ever thought about trying to find out who your real parents were?
Yeah, that's and so that's his mission, and these people really hate each other, and he has to get them in the same room together.
Didn't he know who they were? I thought he knew.
His birth parents?
I thought he
okay,
knew.
Okay, rewrite,
this
page.
Is my rewrite.
I just see, that's the thing. A Flair documentary, when it comes out, there's always some new nugget with it.
I know. Like, I thought that, and even with Vince McMahon, when you found out, like, that dude was, and this is no offense to anyone, okay? But, like, that he grew up in a trailer park. Yep. Like, that was quite shocking.
Oh, yeah.
To find that out. And then he went to live with his real dad, who is Vince Sr. and
already, real tough on him.
Always, but.
Very ashamed of his upbringing.
But, look. It's better than being a Nepo baby and running in and just getting the reins and taking over and yep. never worked there. Like, that's one thing I always thought was great about him. He didn't just pass it over to his son. He actually sold it to him for $1 million. Like, what? He didn't, right?
Yeah.
Hey, he's like, okay, if you want to take it over, you're going to pay me $1 million for it, boy.
But in the last Flair documentary, the Peacock one, he said that's when he found out he was, you know, Fred Phillips.
Yeah, but did he ever go... Or were they still alive? I mean, I don't know that...
Tell me he didn't know that already. And that never would have came up.
I don't know. I think a lot of times you don't know it until there's maybe a medical emergency or something.
Plus, do you believe...
I think, right?
Yeah, well...
When you're like, okay, I got to check my DNA stuff and, you know, find some donors. I should have been more... That's why people really tell you family first. It's because if you need... A transfusion of some kind likely will come from your family, and you don't want them pissed off at you.
Uh-oh.
That's really what that's about, Paige.
This is the most likely matches, right?
Yeah. All right, so we need another celebrity that was an orphan. We'll come
Annie.
Back to this. We've already laid ownership of it by doing it live on the radio right now. So
somebody write you a treatment before the show's over, I'm sure.
I like the idea where he's searching for his parents and trying to look for all these people that could be him.
No, Ric Flair wouldn't. That's the thing. He would not. That would be a different. I want this to be like they've captured your interest the entire movie, and then the end, the crescendo, the exclamation mark is, oh my God, our son is Ric Flair. And then they look at each other and go, oh boy. And then he goes, woo, and it zooms right into his lips. And then it goes down his throat and the credits roll through his body.
Well,
you love it.
You love it.
Okay. Okay.
Ric Flair. Okay.
Okay.
I love how that's the
why
last.
Not Junkyard Dog? Okay.
Rest in peace.
He's dead. That's why.
Junkyard Dog, not Junk Food Dog, cowboy.
Sylvester Ritter. No relations to Jack Tripper. All right.
Cool.
What a show we have for you today. Do, is there time to throw in the little tease of the FOF line?
Nope, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it.
To the piece of delivery boy that delivered my last night, you f***ing pizza f***ing dumbass, and f*** you ass f***ing was cold, my cheese was stuck to the box, eat s*** and f***ing choke, bitch.
See, normally they go a little harder with that. Normally they'll say eat it and die, but she just said eat it and choke.
Cheese is stuck to the box.
But I hope somebody sneaks up behind you and gives you the Heimlich.
In your butt.
And then the doo-doo comes back out.
Oh, boy.
That'd be worse, actually, wouldn't
cheese.
It? That'd be real worse. I'd rather just go ahead and just...
Let's get it over with.
Let's not go there. 1-800-774-0093. I got cotton mouth, and no, I've not been doing anything. I just...
Well, you know,
been
the
running
pitch.
My mouth for 20 minutes and need a swaller of something. As for you, howdy, Clemson. Go ahead and run with it.
Oh, yeah, make some more sounds,
yeah.
Buddy.
Make some more sounds. 1-800-774-0093. Call or text. That is the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Don't do it while you drive, please. And ask your parents' permission. Void were prohibited. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we got a story about a woman assaulting her boyfriend, but you wouldn't believe what she did it with.
God.
These people.
It's more and more every day.
Yeah.
And it's you, and I hate to say it, but like, it's like, when women go off on a man, they don't just casually like just dot his eye. I mean, they like rip his junk off or like shove something up his rear end. Like, they go crazy.
But it took him a while to get to that point,
right? It's the Me Too movement, I think. Right, Paige?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, she was forecasting it for years in her song.
She married a Canadian, though.
She really did.
Yep.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, that kind of...
Traitor.
All right. But we'll all be American one day. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I am shocked. Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Hi.
We begin with this. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And a woman was arrested for assaulting her boyfriend, and you wouldn't believe what her weapon of choice was.
Salt shaker.
I'm going to say she had dang it.
Zatarain's.
Something in her purse, like a getter.
Get her.
Like a little sticker, like a little...
A little,
what do you call that thing?
Shock collar?
Can't say.
It's like collapsible, I guess, but it's like a getter.
Oh.
Like a stick or a wand.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a selfie stick.
Like a thing that cops use.
Yeah, but...
It's like a retractable nightstick, is that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that. That a woman...
Got that little button on there, and you go... Phew! Like, wow, that thing just grew.
Hmm. Or give me the cattle prod.
That's a great idea, but that's not the case in this situation. So she's 56, she lives in Florida, and she was charged with domestic battery after getting into an altercation with said boyfriend last Sunday night.
I need some batteries.
So
why, again?
They run out quick.
Are you serious? Dude, they don't make batteries like they used to. Remember, you put batteries and stuff, it'd last for years.
It seems like I'm always replacing the batteries in some kind of remote.
Well, enough about your dildos, Paige.
Well, I have.
They're solar powered.
A little bit more modern, thanks to Melissa solar over there.
They're eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly.
She puts that thing in the windowsill so much it melted.
I put them up on my solar panels. They're
she'll,
on the roof.
She'll leave it up. She'll use it up there, too.
I like your candle. It's not a candle. It's my dildo. Melted.
Melted Dildo. That's awful. It's like a good local band name if you want to.
Mick at Ground Zero, Melted Dildo. Oh. Let's just go ahead and say they're appearing tonight, and then we'll put the band together later.
Oh, boy. All right. So, before, you know, we've heard of things like, you know, food items can work, like something hot. But in this case, it was something cold. So she picked up. After a verbal altercation, she picked up a whole watermelon and threw it at this
guy. Oh, my God.
America, man.
She must be...
Like, how much are watermelons now? Like $29?
They can't be cheap. Do they come from Mexico, too?
I'm going to look at
it. Well, the tariffs got paused. It don't, I guess we're cool on those.
And I'm like, wait, is it overhead, or is she doing like the under thing?
It's still April 2nd, so I hope on April Fool's Day he don't come out and say,
I mean, we keep threatening them. We got to use them at some point, right? But picking up a watermelon, like, for anybody is a feat.
Nah. You know, you get that. I think, you know how you get that? And let's not say what it used to be called, but you know that strength you get when there's, like, oh, someone's stuck under a car or something. You turn in the Incredible Hulk. Don't you think the same thing kind of goes with that when you're mad? You might be able to pick up something and throw that if you're, like, calm and chill, you might not be able to pick up.
Oh, super human strength.
I think it's just those pheromones, all those different things, or testosterone's going at once. It's kind of the opposite of being real horny.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Frustration is what happened in this situation with 56-year-old Shelley Hardwick.
Shelley.
She told the cops that she only threw the watermelon out of frustration.
I just wonder how far she threw it.
And she denied that she hit him.
$9 for a watermelon right now.
The cops looked at the boyfriend and saw that there were watermelon seeds on his face and clothing. So
I feel like she had to get real close.
She did smack him. Pretty good.
And then, like, look. As the gentleman thing to do, he's probably going to not hit her. He'll defend himself. He probably called her bluff, and she's like, I'm going to smack you anyway. Because I doubt she could just pick it and just throw it at him. Well, she had to get real close.
He's fine, by the way. And she was arrested for a domestic battery and spent the night in jail. She was ordered not to have contact with the boyfriend and to wear an ankle bracelet that monitored her alcohol consumption. Maybe she was a little inebriated at the time.
Perhaps. You know, this is interesting. Do you know where we get most of our watermelons?
Almost to Mexico.
Not correct, Paige.
Dang it.
Oh. Canada. That's random.
Afghanistan?
It's real cold. Afghanistan, a good guess. Guatemala.
Nice.
Yeah. That's not a punchline. Like, that's the real answer. But why don't we... Guatemala.
Oh, okay.
Guatemala. It's kind of like salsa and papa.
Papa.
It's because you got a little bit of Mike Tyson in there, but a little bit of sassiness, too. And papa. That's a papa. Guatemala. For the watermelons.
Yeah. You both are into fashion.
Only because we have to wear clothes to work. That's why we're into it, because we have to be. We're into it like Adam Sandler is at the Oscars.
Was that real?
Yes, it was real. I mean, I didn't watch, certainly, but I saw it everywhere. You know, like, you know what?
Good for him.
Good on you. You picked the gimmick and ran with it for years. And it's probably like real life.
Sweatsuits
and Shaq. I don't know if he's wearing Shaq or Reebok pumps. He was wearing real old school tennis shoes.
Oh, it might have been his Reeboks, right?
He's got... There's Adam Sandler Reeboks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Shaq.
Oh. I was about to say. Good Lord. Hey, man, have you seen the new Kevin James Yeezys?
So here's the trend.
That would never happen.
I can't wait to see you guys wearing this, and I hope it transfers over to the male version. One-legged pants.
Dude, WNBA players are doing it.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, like a leg sleeve.
How yeah. Would, yeah. It's oh, okay. all, in, I'm like, there ain't nothing wrong with your leg. You just want to stand out. Yeah. Now every.
Mini skirt or shorts.
What do you say for, what are the female equivalents of Tom, Dick, and Harry? Go ahead. But they're all out there wearing, I was like, to me, it would make my other leg cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to switch it up.
Maybe there's a rule, like, you can't wear both legs. You can't wear pants with the shorts. Only one pant leg.
Just wear it, like, around your waist. That'd be cool. That'd be a start.
I like wearing things on my legs, because you'd be cold in here, definitely. One leg would
I've never seen you wear, well, yeah, I've seen you wear shorts, but not at work.
Oh, God, no.
I've seen you wear it, like, at water events. That sounded like a porno. I meant, like, you know, lake things.
Yeah.
Lake things.
I mean, if I was going to wear, you know, cut-off shorts with cowboy boots, it wouldn't be here. It'd be somewhere else.
So I was going to say, you wear it at the lake house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the pontoon.
But you wear it over
shove
like...
Shove it in my... You, tell me you don't want to.
You wear it like over a like a suit, right? Like a bathing suit.
Shorts?
Yeah, you can.
I always heard tale about women that might wear denim shorts at the lake all day by themselves, like nothing else under the shorts.
Gather around the fire, boys. Tonight we're going to talk about lake women and denim.
Might be something you want to stay away from.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's from the like chafing?
I can't go into depth.
Because I'll tell you what, I wore blue jean shorts to Carowinds one time. Rode
please tell.
Rip Roaring Rapids, first thing out the gate.
Do you wear cute pair of boots?
Fat legs rubbed together all day with wet denim.
Keep talking.
And they were red like they got ooh, spanked like
chafing.
They had done something wrong.
So sexy.
Like you left them in the boiling water too long. And it hurt. Just rub some Vaseline on it.
Your thighs look like pickled eggs, maybe.
I mean, it did. They were blistered. Looked like I went out and laid out and only had my crotch laid out open. Everything else was covered.
You need some gold bun, man.
I needed something, man. That was painful.
So one pair sold for $440. One-legged pants.
See, that's the
easy.
You know, the language barrier, the vernacular, whatever you want to say, a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So is one leg just a jean? Like a pair of pants. It's still one pant.
Well, that's
but
a good
there's
question.
A pair of them. So I've with a shoe, a pair of shoes, pair of socks, pair of gloves makes sense. Pair of pants, never understood that. Like that held me back probably a couple years in school where I just did not understand that. And then the deer and the deers thing, that was really hard to, because all my family said it wrong. And I was like, no, it's deers. Like, no. I was like, I asked my grandma, and she said, if you take two deers and add it to three deers, you're going to have five deers. She's like, no, that's not right. I'm like, yes, it is right.
Deers.
Why are you holding my baby
like
back?
Beers.
Well, you can't figure out pants.
That's, you know, that was my terminology, my way of thinking. If I drink...
Oh, you'd have been there with them.
I drink a dozen beer? No. I drink beers. A dozen beers.
See what you're saying.
I know.
It's the hardest language to learn.
It so is.
RBIs.
All right. Thank you. Well, some of them Russian words look weird, though. They look like letters turned backwards, like red rum kind of looking.
Yeah, like you... Like,
umlauts about.
You got to draw to write there. It's like Japan,
dude.
Too.
Like in Japan, you've got to write with like calligraphy and like write real pretty.
And like up and down, too, right?
Like you're drawing a lot of stars and dots and things. It's really pretty. I can't read a word of it, but... It's real pretty. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fat boy, calligraphy and baseball. Let's talk about it.
We've got an update on the Hard Knocks situation.
Ooh.
North Carolina football.
Nerf.
Talk about that. We got a cool little sound drop to work in for you for the upcoming baseball season.
Do you think now the Belichick girlfriend is all just a move to hype the Hard Knocks?
I don't know, man. She moved there with him like she's living in Chapel Hill with
him. Sweet peons are out here just, we're in the cave. We're watching the world go by. We're in the cave. We're watching on the cave walls. And like, you know, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, are they really boyfriend, girlfriend? Are they really, or is it all just a
thing? Just hanging up.
It's just a thing, you know, you saw it in the 50s with, oh, who's Marilyn dating now? Or who is Annette Funicello going on beach blanket bingo with.
You know he's got a nickname, right? They're calling him Chapel Bill, which is pretty. I'm like, hey, that's pretty funny.
I know. That's good. That's probably a Barstool thing. All right. We'll talk about Hard Knocks next. Not you, Paige. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. Note to self, I got to stop asking questions right before we go on the radio. That's always... I'm like, man, I'd rather talk about that than... do this right now, but
come with it now.
This day in sports history, way back in 2016,
way back,
Peyton Manning announced his retirement from the NFL. First ballot Hall of Famer, Eli Manning, not a first ballot Hall of Famer. He missed it this past year, but Luke Kuechly missed it too.
He got the field goal though, he wins that.
You know, people said Manning will be definitely get in. Because he beat Brady twice in two Super Bowls.
Do you not think he should?
Yeah, he should be in. I thought he'd get in first ballot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I did too.
But, you know...
I want to go ahead and say Arch is going to go in on first ballot. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now, even before he even starts.
Arch is in the Red Bull Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Hard Knocks is not going to happen for the North Carolina Tar Heels. Yeah, it all came down to creative control. This is going to be...
Hulk Hogan, brother.
It doesn't work for me, brother. This is going to be in conjunction with NFL Films. So I assume that Belichick or the general manager for North Carolina football wanted creative control. They probably didn't get it.
I think
Lombardi.
As a school, they're still kids. So they need to kind of have that. Because that could... But then again, you could say the same thing about a professional team. Like if one player says one thing, a foul, it shines bad on the entire team.
Yeah. Do you think,
I still think most of it's still like, I don't want to say scripted, but led around.
I don't think recruiting alone is going to get you. Look, it's going to be the money, right? That's what's going to get you in the – I mean
– Always.
Travis Hunter was going to go to Florida State, and then Dion flipped him to Jackson State.
Yeah.
probably paid him some money then too. It was before it was legal, but I mean, come on. We know what happens.
Yeah.
So now the schools don't matter. You're not picking a school to play for. You're picking the money. And you can switch schools 3 and 4 times?
I hate that too. There's like...
What are we doing, folks?
I think it's good that if you were like a promising redshirt quarterback and you get to the school and someone else just transferred there from the portal and you're like, all right, I'm looking at the timeline here. I'm never going to get to play. I get that too. But that was never an option before, so it's kind of why it's still...
And I feel like Arch is the exception because he knew he was going to get money wherever he went. So I feel like he legit picked a school. Sucks that Clemson was the first one he knocked off his list, but, you know, that was in an offensive transition, so you kind of get that. But still.
Wrong conference, too.
You just feel like he was, you know, raised in a different ilk. Yeah. I mean, they won't say what his Red Bull money is. They won't say what his Panini contract was or is.
I don't understand that either. Their other contracts are, but that's not. I don't know why any of it's public knowledge, really.
I know this. Well, I think it differs by state laws, right?
As far as
like what goes public or not.
I don't know,
but that's
you can only imagine. I mean, it's a buttload. It says here
it's even trickling down to high school. Neil in high school is a thing too. I mean, we had people texting in trying to arrange their kids' Neil packages and whatnot. How to market them for. Even local businesses, you know, like endorsements and whatnot.
Gosh, man.
Hey, this is Doug. I'm Greenville High School's quarterback for Family Dollar.
What if the kid in their junior year starts like, man, you know what? I'm really thinking about being a scientist now. I'm not really into ball anymore. Tough crap, kid. We've already spent $25,000 in boosting your ads on Facebook.
A, are you gay? B, do you know how much money?
Gay?
You know how much money are you giving up, kid? Baseball is almost upon us. Spring training going on right now, Grapefruit and Cactus Leagues. Let's go to John Krug talking about one of his favorite places to drink.
Saw for 4 cases of Labatt Blue.
Nice.
Well, I mean, I didn't get the 4 cases. I drank them while I was there. It's a great place to drink, Tom, Montreal. For all you kids planning on going up there for a trip. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. It was good.
So one nut crook for you.
He was one of them that was always like, not. I respected him, and I mean, I respect all of them, but like somebody like him and David Wells, you'd be out there playing ball at a very high level with a gut. Like that's pretty admirable.
And then David Wells lost a lot of weight. He dropped a ton of weight.
Yeah, the old bloody sock.
Crook, not so much. But you know,
did he lose his in a? A game?
I don't think so.
It some kind of, I don't want to make jokes, but like, was it cancer or something?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I don't want to.
I think Mike Lowell was cancer.
A lot of times Google will pop up with an image first, and I don't want to see that.
Oh, we're out of here, man.
All right. Thank you. We will take a break. We come back.
Were you looking at balls?
I've continued. I was looking for signed balls of John Krug. I've continued on my second day of mashups.
My
rejoins.
Little concert.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, because watching, you know what? If you want me to, somebody said this yesterday on Twitter, or one of them said, or X said that I should get your reaction videos to watching these. Because it makes you think it's one song and then another complete song pops in. And these are solid.
Did Party Man say that? And did he say that for Five Knuckle Shuffle purposes?
No. Party Man knows now not to, like, bug me too much.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.